We're delighted to welcome Nick McQuaker, who's going to help us today to think about a passion for mission. I thought, first of all, it might be good just to get to know Nick a little bit, for those of you who haven't met him. So Nick, if you want to join me, I'll just ask you a few questions. So Nick, tell us a bit about yourself and your family and what you do in real life when you're not speaking for us.
What I do in real life? Well, good morning, everyone. Really good to see you. Thank you for coming. Choosing to be here and listen to me over the jumble sale, I hear, so thank you for that. So I live in Hayward Heath with my wife Sarah, and we have two boys, Chris, who's 21, and Sam, who's 19, and Sarah and I have lived there for the past 25 years. So we came to Hayward Heath I grew up in the northwest of England, and that's where we lived when we were first married, and then we came to Hayward Heath in 1996 for me to work for the church there, for an FIC church, an independent evangelical church in Hayward Heath, as one of the pastors. So I did that for about 13 years, and for about the past 12 years I've been the director of the Sussex Gospel Partnership. So that's my sort of day job now, is running the partnership and doing lots of teaching and Bible teaching on the training courses that we run as a partnership.
Right. Well, so as a church here at Warbleton, we've belonged to the Sussex Gospel Partnership for quite a few years now, but It's possible that some people might just benefit from a refresher about what the Gospel Partnership is and what it does.
Yeah. So the partnership was formed in 2006 and formed as a partnership of Bible-centred churches in East and West Sussex, of different affiliations and denominations, but with a shared commitment to the Scriptures, and wanting to see the churches strengthened through the teaching of God's word and through the gospel go out into our communities. And it was really a coming together as a gospel partnership to seek to do more for the gospel in our region by working together in partnership than we might just by the sort of sum total of our individual efforts. So from the beginning, a core part of that has been in running training courses to equip folks like yourselves to Bible-centred ministry in the churches, whether it's in preaching or small group leading or youth work, children's work, or just one-to-one ministry, or just sharing the gospel with friends. There are a number here who have done SUP training courses in the past, either daytime course on a Tuesday or one of the Saturday morning monthly courses. But we also seek to sort of encourage and equip church leaders and seek to find ways to work together in sort of supporting things like church revitalizations and church planting and evangelism as well, and whatever we can do together for the advance of the gospel in our region.
Right. And one particular reason for inviting you to speak today is because of the Passion for Life mission coming up in 2022.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you could tell us a bit about that and your role in that, please.
Yeah. So somehow I found myself as co-chairman of a Passion for Life, which is a national mission initiative. Some of you may remember there were Passion for Life missions back in 2010 and 2014, which were an initiative of the regional gospel partnerships. Over that period of time, the number of gospel partnerships has increased, and there's always been a sort of aspiration to do another mission together and perhaps to spread it more throughout the whole of the UK. And so that's the where we're sort of focused now. So about 18 months ago, we sort of revived the vision for a Passion for Life and began to consult with church leaders around the four nations of the UK, and then we were encouraged to speak with church leaders in the Republic of Ireland. So we're had great sort of support for the vision to come together and just sort of work together, encourage each other, stir each other up to bring the gospel to our communities across the four nations of the UK and in the Republic of Ireland, to be doing that all year round, but especially to have a focus on a month of mission next year in the run-up to Easter. So the month before Easter, there'll be a sort of this focus of getting the gospel out into our communities. And the mission theme in the UK will be life. That doesn't work in the Republic of Ireland because that gets confused with the anti-abortion sort of campaign, that word life. So in the Republic of Ireland, we've partnered with a group that are running a mission under the banner of What's the Story. So if you're in the Republic of Ireland, it'll be What's the Story. If you're in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, it will be life. And that's the message that we want to bring to our communities, that life is closer than you think, real, lasting, eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we've been, throughout this year, been sort of rolling out resources to help church leaders with developing the mission culture in their churches, and working on some personal evangelism training resources, which have just been launched at the start of September. And so we trust that churches sort of through the autumn and into the early part of next year will use those training resources so that we're all encouraged and equipped in a variety of ways to form relationships, to build relationships, to share the gospel, and hopefully be in a good position to be taking things further when we come to the mission period. And then we're working on resources that will help churches in the mission period next year, and the sort of the life brand and so on. I know that your church was did quite a lot for, I think, the last Passion for Life, and hope you'll be sort of on board when we come to the mission next year.
Great. People might like to have a look at the Trusted Gospel Partnership website. There are lots of good resources there, and also the Passion for Life website. So I think there are 21 of those sort of 15-minute videos now that help with different aspects of evangelism.
Yeah. So if you go on to passionforlife.org.uk, you'll find there are a couple of videos on the homepage that sort of just introduce the mission and the training resources. You can navigate to the look at personal training resources, evangelism training, and you'll find a whole suite of videos. The idea is it's sort of rather than it being a course, it's like a menu of modules where church leaders or leaders of little groups in a church can sort of just pick out the modules which will be particularly helpful for them and just use those modules. And alongside the videos, which are sort of 15, 20 minutes long, there's also the sort of, if you go into register the leaders area, then you can find sort of the outline for sessions. One of the things that we've been doing as well with these videos don't just include people teaching, but we've been collecting testimonies from ordinary Christians up and down the land, each one begins with two or three of those testimonies, and it's just really encouraging. I'll refer to one later, it's really encouraging just to listen to sort of people from all sorts of different church contexts with their experience of sharing the gospel.
Great. Well, let's pray together, and then I'll hand over to Nick. Thank you that we can meet together like this. We ask for your blessing on our morning together and our fellowship. We thank you for the great good news of the Lord Jesus, that he came to seek and save us in our lostness. We pray that today you might open our eyes afresh to our need for him and all that he's done for us. We thank you for the forgiveness and peace and joy which we know in the Lord Jesus. We pray that you would show us afresh your great mission to the world and the part that we might play in that. We pray that we might be equipped and encouraged today to serve you more faithfully. We pray for your servant Nick that you would bless and help him as he leads us and all of us as we share together, that we might grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord Jesus and our ability to serve him empowered by your Holy Spirit, because we ask these things in Jesus' great name. Amen.